Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on top of his mountain in bad weather down there. But there's all kinds of things going on all around the world. Earth Matrix, and it's an evil matrix. And things are beginning to deteriorate, I guess, the world over. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. We were just talking before you went. We went on air. This FBI thing of... I guess a retired agent calling younger ones to come out and reveal their secrets. You want to comment on that? You know a whole lot more about the inner workings of that, having worked with them for a while.
Oh, yeah, that was about 1 o'clock today on the Trish Reagan Intel Hour. Of course, I get Fox Business, and a lot of people don't listen to Fox Business because they think it's not news, but they have more real intelligence news on Fox Business than Fox regular news has. So this was on Trish Reagan's program, and a retired FBI agent came on and began to give a vocal call to all the FBI agents all the way down the line to the streets. To come out and tell the truth and reveal what has been going on for a number of years. And he said, this needs to be done now, and it needs to be told. And we don't need whistleblowers. We need FBI agents coming out and telling the truth, even if it costs you your jobs.
Wow. Well, you worked with them for a long time, and I'm sure you began to see some changes in their operations and how they were doing things. I believe it started, the weaponization started probably way back in, well, there was Ruby Ridge, there was Oklahoma City, then there was Waco. I'm not sure I got the sequence right, but how is it that these agents would do these things just because they were ordered to? Which made me think that the whole thing had been corrupted anyway, because there were cover-ups of each one of those. They began to cover up the real truth and not tell the American people what was going on, I guess probably save their jobs or whatever. But when you get that level of corruption at the top, and the Department of Justice, of course, totally corrupt, now we know the IRS, likewise, was weaponized against the American people. A communist coup was taking place, basically, a silent coup against the American people. And even when you reported stuff, you got nailed for doing it. So, you know, it just makes you wonder, is there anybody left from top to bottom that would come forward and really start blowing the whistle on all this stuff? Because I don't find anybody in jail. I don't see any indictments. I see 13 indictments of some Russians. How come Hillary Clinton hasn't been indicted? Bill Clinton hasn't been indicted? All these people that are in deep state, not a word about anything. So what's your take? My take is, we're not going to see them arrested. All we're going to see is more obscuration of the truth.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I've been watching all day since they came out about the Mueller and Rosenstein investigation that has indicted these 13 plus 3. Names are not given particularly. Identifiers of the plus 3 are not, which apparently somehow are involved in media or you know, the Trump's team or whatever, you know, they're not letting people know. But what I've watched all day since this all began to come out is this literally supports the Russia insanity,
yes.
You know, theory. And what it does, it is given cover up. And of course, I say even, you know, I was very concerned, Stuart, because of the fact that about the time, the first day or two, that the links began to literally go back to Susan Rice and Obama, Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, Podesta, all of this stuff began to link up, click, click, click. We began to see it coming out. And then suddenly we had this very anomalous Florida hit that we're
yep.
finding out now certainly could have been prevented, because we had plenty of notice this was coming down the pike. And then suddenly no more Obama, no more Hillary, no more Podesta, no more of all these people that should be talked about. It's all Florida now. It's all, you know, a big hoopla. And now, click, 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 we see the connection with the secret indictment suddenly coming out, and I don't believe in circumstances. I think this is timed, and for my opinion is this is timed optics. This is optics. This is what they call eye candy, and this just supports Russia, Russia, Russia. Instead of coming together as American people, we're millions on one side and millions on the other side, and we're getting further and further apart by the day. And we're still saying that it's all Trump's fault.
I couldn't believe they're blaming Trump for this or calling Trump insane. But then you've got mass media, which is communist to the core, and it's part of the communist coup, and very, very difficult in a free country to do anything about it. You'd have to declare, as we've said before, martial law and round them up and put them in prison. For sedition and treason, because even major media is involved in sedition. And they're calling, a lot of times you hear all this stuff about, well, we got to kill Trump. You can't threaten a president and get away with it. You go to prison
you
for that.
You can't, Stuart, they do every day in America on television. And nothing is ever done. Like you said, nobody is in jail.
Yeah, and I think that tells an awful lot of the power of the deep state and how they've encircled Trump, and he probably can't only move a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, and they're just not going to let him do what he wants to do. They'll piecemeal it out to keep the masses happy while they do all the undermining of our last vestiges of freedom. And the other thing that's kind of interesting, too, is if you look at all the surveillance that's going on and all the new stuff that they're using in the articles they're talking about, all of this tightening the noose around the American people. But the average American, of course, doesn't realize how much they are surveilled and tracked. And this is the other thing. We hear all this stuff about tracking. We've known about it actually for years, because you and I have followed all this stuff, because it relates to the mark of the beast and biblical prophecy. But, you know, it's kind of interesting that they couldn't stop this kid from doing what he did. And they had, somebody said they had 39, I guess that was the sheriff's department, said they'd had 39 calls on this kid over the last couple of years. So they knew he was trouble. The school knew he was trouble. Definitely the FBI knew he was trouble. And I just, of the, I hate to say it, but I think the FBI is complicit. You know, when you run these Bible codes and you see Obama right next to the kid's name, and then you see the FBI failure, you see the numbers 9/11 and 666, a Valentine's Day massacre, and now we have students claiming there was more than one shooter. This is Vegas all over again. And somebody said this was a live, active shooter drill going on. One of the kids said that's what it was.
had heard that.
What do you think?
Well, I had heard that, and you wonder, Stuart, why is every single event a great mystery? Nothing's ever solved. It's just a great, always more mysteries. It's almost like Klaus Dohna says about digging up giant bones. The more you dig up, the more questions you have. And it's the same way with Washington, D.C., Stuart. The more investigations they do, the more questions you have, because they never finish investigating. They go forever, and the investigation, Stuart, appears to be only a cover-up in each instance.
Yeah, I think what we need, really, Larry, is investigators to investigate the investigators, who in turn will investigate the investigation. And we should give them probably, 10 or 20 years to get an answer back? Nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to be done, I don't think. I think this indictment of the Russians was just a big smokescreen. We were getting very close, even on mainstream media, as you said just a little bit ago, in different words, about Obama and Hillary, and how close we were getting to the tie-in of all of this to the Clintons and to Obama. And then all of a sudden, boom, we have a shooting. And the, you know, TV just covers it night and day. Steve Quayle made a comment about we should start comparing the Virginia Tech shooting. Also, the other shooting in, what was that, the Orlando shooting. And they all are very, very anomalous when you really start looking back on it. You did some stuff on the Bible codes. Let's go back over that. I know there's a couple of them that you wanted to talk about. And we've got the one now that he was working on the shooting down in Florida.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Barry Rothman, Torah Code Research, did a matrix February the 15th. It's called Shooter Nicky Cruz. And it says, Nick, and this is a question that Barry Rothman, after he got the matrix back from the Torah Code Research, he says, Nick Cruz is encoded as a shooter, but why is Obama encoded there too? Question mark. And there's six points on this matrix. Let me read them to you, and then I'd like your comment. Number one, Nick Cruz. Number two, shooter. And crossing that is number three, Obama. And number four, he has been guilty. Number five, abomination. Number six is the phrase, man shall be put to death for his own sin.
Yeah, and then there's another one here, too, that he's updated, I guess. It says, Nick Cruz, shooter, Obama, he has been guilty. You shall not afflict the orphan, he found. I guess that's the latest of the latest. He's been working on this for a while. How come Obama's in there, unless Obama's complicit?
Well, Stuart, the other one that he's got also, and let me read it real quick now. I'll give you an answer to that. Barry Rothman on February the 13th actually ran one called Obama's Inaction, DACA Frustration, and the Mexico Wall. And he ran a matrix involving that, and it's seven, and it came back number one, Mexico, number two, DACA, frustration, number three, Obama, there you go again, number four, Barack H, number five, Taipei, number six, Persia, Iran, and number seven, terror. And so my answer to your question, why is Obama in there? I think because Obama spent eight solid years creating the fruit that we're eating now in America. Obama spent 8 years creating the fruit from this poisonous tree called Barack H. Obama. And that's why he's in these codes with the hell we're going through in America, is because he created it, and he's a poisonous tree.
Yeah, he the other thing is he's got connections, of course, obviously, to Clinton and Clinton mafia. He's got ties to Bush. He's got ties to all the elite. And he could give an order. This is what I want done, and this is when I want to have it done. And it would probably be carried out. If you've got a corrupt agency, you got Homeland Security, and hopefully Trump can clean some of this out. But I don't have a lot of hope. I just think that we're going to see a whole lot more of this kind of stuff going on. I would like to remind everybody that the real goal of all of this is to get the guns. This is an agenda 2130/50 United Nations deal. If you haven't read State Department 7277, everybody should Google it and read the entire thing. This is what this is all about, the disarming of the American people, getting rid of even your handguns, getting rid of all of it. And every time they have one of these, who is it that's calling for the guns? It's always the progressives. And the progressive is just another name for communists. And the hue and cry to get the guns now. Well, first they'll target the assault weapons, so-called assault weapons. And then they'll start going for other. I think they want all the guns. What do you think, Larry? You've been in police department for years and years, so.
Yeah, I think, you know, Stuart, they're even actually calling for the semi-automatics. In other words, you know, they start out like they're wanting all the automatic weapons. But then what's mixed in there is even the semi-automatic weapons, which usually are hunting rifles and a lot of sports rifles and such. But they're going after all the guns. It's not a joke. You know, I know most American people are just oblivious, you know. They can't make room on their couch for that big an idea, so they just don't even think about it. You know, I've lost almost all hope in the American people as a you know, the millions that live in this nation. I'm not even sure that you know, they care anymore which way this sandwich goes. You know, it's very interesting, Stuart. I was listening a little bit earlier. They had the acting, or rather, the new FBI director on, Ray, and asked him a question if he thought there was any bias in the FBI. You know what he answered? This is the new director. He said no. And we have seen the text, we've seen the emails, we've seen the results, we know he is a liar. Stuart, I've said before, when it's broke at the top, I don't think you can fix it. I just simply don't. And we're looking at it broke at the top.
Yeah, I think, well, you can't fix it. In fact, the Bible says we can't fix it. We would have healed America, but she will not be healed. So the fact is that, prophetically speaking, there is no future for the United States. I know a lot of people put all of their faith in Donald Trump, and I've read articles where he's the last hope of the world. Well, no. How come they don't put their faith in Jesus Christ? Uh-oh, I'm insane. I used that word. You can't talk about that. You're insane. And I can't believe that they're saying Mike Pence is insane.
yeah.
This is really going to the mental health issue. And if you may remember, but they issued some articles of people who had read the latest shrink manual. And if you're alive, basically, you're insane. This is exactly what the communists did. They went after the mental health. And then they began to round up people. And this is the attack upon Christianity. You are mentally ill if you believe in God, if you believe in Jesus Christ or the Holy Spirit, or that you have communications with this God. No, you can't be sane if you're saying stuff like that. So if you can't be saying we got to disarm you, number one, and number two, round you up. You're in danger. So I don't know. I think this is where it's going. There are a couple of alerts on Steve Quayle's site. I'd like to read them and get your opinion of it. I am an assistant chief of police for a small rural deep south town. Twice in the last week, agents of TSA DHS visited us requesting a review to discuss our school shooter protocols. In 28 years of work, law enforcement work, this was a first for me. The last visit was Monday. Florida occurred on Wednesday. I'm not a believer in coincidence. What's your take on that? And this was evidently, according to kids, some have said this was a live shooter exercise, not a fire drill.
Well, that's what we heard. There was reports of it being an exercise occurring. Do you realize that almost every incident, the false flag type incidents that are occurring occur when a live drill is in operation close by?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a clue, but you know, you could say that might be a clue. You know.
Yeah,
it's amazing,
I don't think
Stuart.
It's much. Go ahead.
I was just going to say it's just amazing. Nobody seems to put one and one together and make two out of it anymore. You know, it's bizarre.
Yeah, what's that old saying? If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, walks like a duck, it most likely is a duck. I mean, people have really lost their ability to discern. There's no common sense anymore. There's no ability to connect even the simplest of dots. Well, you're just a conspiracy theorist. And I think part of this is that the American people have now basically gone into denial. You can't even look around now and not realize something's really going wrong here in the United States. Something's going wrong with the people. Something's going wrong everywhere, basically, in our government systems, and it starts at the county level. And on and on and on it goes. So here's the other one from Steve. What everyone is missing as a root cause of the school shooting in Florida is a woman who the school was named after. Well, what's in a name? Marjorie Stoneman Douglas was a mentally ill, three nervous breakdowns, feminist, environmentalist, and agnostic. She hated God because of her mother's illnesses, whose life goal was to save swamps. That's kind of interesting. The goal was to save the swamp, and here we have Trump trying to drain it. Do you suppose there's a message here from deep state? And that's why they picked this school?
I think that the names have meanings, and for the code breakers, we've got names running across, scrolling across America everywhere. I mean, not only that, you know, you talk about the numbers we've been seeing, the names they've been using. I mean, there are clues literally everywhere, but not a mind to be found.
Yeah, now here's one, and I don't know how you vet something like this, although he claims it's absolutely true, and he even took a picture of it on his computer. It says here, I found a news article posted on WSVN 4 hours before the actual shooting. It had a Google timestamp of 4 hours before the event took place saying that 22 students were dead. I took a photo of it in case they deleted it. Steve, someone knew beforehand that there was going to be a shooting at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. I live in Broward County, so I'm very familiar with the school. That afternoon, when I was notified of the shooting, I quickly Googled any news related to the story. To my surprise, I found a news article posted on WSVN by somebody named BSO 4 hours before the actual shooting. It had a Google timestamp of 4 hours before the event took place saying 22 students were dead. I took a photo of it in case they deleted it. I included it in this email to you. All the other news stations were covering it live and saying the shooting took place at 2:20 p.m. The students being interviewed also confirmed it. Live gunshots started at 2:20 to 2:25. A colleague of mine has a daughter in that school, and she said that it started at that time. This happened before of the Orlando post-night shooting, too. Remember that one? And they found an article about it before it even happened?
Yeah.
And they found articles on that Sandy Hook deal before it happened. And everybody just ignores this. You know.
Well,
Sandy Hook, the teacher who supposedly died, Victory Sorto, made an Facebook page in remembrance of her death 2 days before the so-called massacre. Of course, that too was removed and then reposted. The deep state is going after the guns, my brothers and sisters. These evil entities have no power over Christ our Lord, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So there you go. But isn't that kind of spooky? And this is all coming out now after the fact.
It's either another clue or it's something to do with the Mandela effect and time travel.
I know. Like the Time Warp book. Okay. Okay, let's scroll down here. These Bible codes, so this is fascinating that Obama is being brought in, but when you really stop and think about it, he had deep state ties. He's infiltrated just about every government agency with his people, his army, so-called, that he called about. I don't think it's a stretch to say that the Bible code is absolutely right. That we're involved in a slow move, probably much more rapidly now, into a communist police state. What do you think?
Well, I think that the Torah code seems to know beforehand everybody pretty much involved, because how can the Torah have embedded in it many, many years before it actually happens the very names of the people that kill people? Or do other acts of, you know, it's just full of, that's another thing, it's full of clues. You know, I've been watching and listening lately, Stuart, and there's a lot of people now that are beginning to turn off information from the Torah codes. It's like they don't want to hear that anymore. So I don't have an answer for these people. It's like the people that shut their Bible and put it on a shelf and let it, grow dust. Yeah, I mean, that's the attitude we're getting to. It's it must be a time, really, you know, like Augusto Perez says, he asked one time, do you know what time it is? Well, the time is getting short.
Yeah, what's Augusto's view on all this? I know you do radio shows with him. What does he think's going on with this shooting? I mean, this is a very important thing, I think.
Yeah,
we're moving into
high gear
now.
Yeah, he's addressing some of the same issues you are and saying that there's a lot we're not being shown, but the clues that we are finding, we're really not addressing and following. And he says, his opinion is, what I heard him say today was, that he thinks Trump will possibly last a little bit longer. And, you know, we're very leery of Obama coming back on the scene. We know that there's plans for that. And then he says that, you know, to use his terms, America will literally go to hell, because he said it'll turn into a literal hell hole. He says he was in Cuba when this change happened, and he says, I'm seeing it all over again exactly like it happened there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm afraid the American people are not going to stand up and really say anything or do anything about it. But the fact that they're coming after the guns, look at this one. Congress must now act to block access to semi-automatic weapons, ex-CIA chief. Now, that's deep state, as deep as you can get. Former director of U.S. Central Intelligence, John Brennan. And They were getting close to him, too, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in the codes, and, I mean, boy, if people don't know who John Brennan is, I guess you could say he's the backside of Barack Obama.
Yeah, the former director of United States CIA, John Brennan, has called on U.S. lawmakers to pass legislation to prevent access to semi-automatic weapons. There you go, just like you were saying. This is what they're going to do. This is what they're going to. Here's a very interesting, kind of different. Neither the Kremlin nor the Pentagon will confirm if the U.S. in that strike in, was that Syria? Over 200 Russian fighters. What's the latest on that?
Well, the latest report literally is coming out of Yahoo News this evening, and I'll read you the headline here.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I can find it. It says, don't be misled. Russian troops attacked U.S. troops in Syria last week, testing defenses. Said Russians were badly mauled in the attack. Russia's loss was 300-plus killed and wounded. And, Stuart, from the details of this and the Arab press and over in Israel, war has already started. I mean, I know people are thinking, well, we don't know where World War III has started. I think it's being fought right now. We just don't know it.
Yes. Yeah, it's actually probably been fought for a number of years, off and on, sporadic. And at the end of it will be a major nuclear war if we're reading you know, the Bible correctly. You got Isaiah chapter 17, Damascus being all but eliminated. Then you've got Daniel 8 and the provoking of Iran. And I was reading an article where Iran has acquired all these missiles that appear very much like they probably came from North Korea, which in turn probably came from either Russia or China. Seems like there's an encircling of the United States going on here.
I think it is, Stuart, and this is the problem. I think the whole deal, of course, they don't want Trump anyway. He wasn't supposed to happen, but since he did, I think this major snafu about Trump, all over the whole world has kept most of the focus in the world off of the military movements encircling America, encircling Israel, and actually kept most of this on the Trump war, I guess you could say. But the media is doing it. I mean, you know, it's a New World Order thing. We know who owns all the reporting agencies. We know that.
Yeah. Well, here's a headline. It's coming. Iran is on the march to Israel's northern border. Iran has created a foothold in Syria that only stands to grow stronger. An analysis of an analyst at the Institute for National Security said, 3 days after Israel's first direct confrontation with Iran on its northern border, concern remains over the growing number or danger posed by the Islamic Republic's growing foothold. That sounds to me like they're just, you know, like Israel, according to the Bible, is surrounded by enemies. Have you heard any more about that?
Yeah, they've drawn a line. Israel on one side is moving its artillery and tanks and missiles and preparing for a war with Iran. I mean, they're going to take Iran, I believe, on first, right on their own northern border. You know, they're prepared. Israel is literally prepared to go into Lebanon and Syria in an invasion. And to confront the Iranian threat, because that's exactly what it is. It's not the Palestinians. It's not Hezbollah. It's not the Syrians. It's not ISIS. It's not, you know, all of these other forces. It is literally Iran pushing this. And, of course, we know that Iran and North Korea, we finally found out after a number of years that they had a parallel nuclear, you know,
program,
agreement.
Yes.
And worked together. And, of course, our, you know, the Obama administration facilitated that and paid them the money to build all of that. And after 8 years, they had their chance. So, you know, we're facing, we are surrounded. I mean, literally, we are surrounded. And I'll tell you what,
yeah,
not only that, we have never seen the people of faith under such attack as we're, and in your face attack such as we're seeing in America now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're coming right out. Iran says it will not allow others to determine its defense power. That sounds like Kim, doesn't it?
Yeah. Same lingo.
Iran says it will not permit other countries to undermine its defense might while they are themselves supplying regional countries with lethal weapons. The Islamic Republic will never allow others to talk about or make efforts based on double standards to undermine the defense and deterrence power of the pacifist Iran. So it does sound very much like Kim. You're not going to tell us we can't run our nuclear programs or fire our missiles.
Yeah, one of my concerns, Stuart, and I know you've probably got a concern too, is the fact that, there was so much embedding of the Obama people in our entire, including our military. I mean, the Pentagon's full of it. You know, the main concern is we just have to pray that if President Donald Trump issues an order to defend this country, that the military under Obama's order won't go treasonous and we will have no defense.
Well, the Bible indicates we really don't. It says that our military kind of goes and hides in their little caves, and we don't fight back. And wasn't it Obama that said we would absorb a first strike?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what Trump's
going to
do, but I think that's what he said. And I know they're not going to alert anyone if there is an incoming missile attack, because they felt that it would cause more deaths because everybody would try to escape the cities and they'd be out in their vehicles and it'd be worse off than if they just stayed in place and nobody knew anything was coming. Here's a headline. I want your comment on this, because this is indicative of the fact that something is coming on the North Korean front. Trump buys more big bombs to hit North Korea's underground nuclear facilities. Would you call that a clue, perhaps?
I would think so.
I mean, that kind of bothers me when you read stuff like that, because, it goes in the front page or the back page, and then you don't hear about it anymore. But at the same time, it is a big, big clue. How about this coin? Let's talk about that coin that the Sanhedrin and temple people have put out. What's your take on that? I think that's of prophetic significance.
Well, I find that really intriguing, Stuart, since you remember we had the star sign, call the pivot. I think this is absolutely evidence of the pivot. While Trump may never, ever get anything positive accomplished in America and never get any credit for any of it anyway, most of his strokes of genius may literally be Jerusalem, Israel, the Middle East. And that seems to be, and I think this coin is a sign because, we said, we talked about Trump, Cyrus, et cetera. And boy, did we get flack for that, and people are still mad about that, and they don't like us doing that. But what's the odds that there would be a half-shekel Israeli Sanhedrin coin that is produced in Israel with the images of Trump over Cyrus, and on the back of it literally a temple? And, of course, the headline basically says, Israel Sanhedrin issues silver half-shekel coin with images of Trump and Cyrus, who did facilitate the building of the Second Temple. And we've got all of these promises, you know, and not only in that, in the Torah code, even talking about Trump, tying Trump to
yes.
Jerusalem and the way this is playing out and the embassy move and all.
Well, I think that's a great prophetic significance. It sort of verifies, why would they issue something like that if they don't know that this is what's coming? And I've heard two reports. One, it's been issued. The other one, it says it's going to be issued. And these were just two, evidently, two different coins that they made. They hadn't told, but I got contradictory articles. One said it's already been issued and you can buy it. I think it's to raise money for the temple is what it's for. And I think they said something about $50 you could have one or buy one. Have you heard anything about another one?
You got to remember, this is not in American news. You're not reading this in American news. This is only coming out from Israeli news.
Israel, yeah. So, just kind of fascinating to me that this is the time that they're doing it. Ron Paul, this is getting into another area, but it's part of the news, warns E-Verify threatens us all. In addition to funding for a border wall and other border security measures, immigration hardliners are sure to push to include mandatory E-Verify in any immigration legislation considered by Congress. E-Verify is currently a voluntary program where businesses check job applicant, social security numbers, and other information, potentially including biometric identifiers like fingerprints against information stored in a federal database to determine if the job applicants are legally in the United States. Imagine how much time would be diverted from serving consumers and growing the economy if every U.S. business had to comply with E-Verify. And this goes hand in hand with that surveillance stuff that I was talking about, how they're tightening the noose in this new national ID card, where you're not even going to be able to get into any government facility or probably receive any government funding of any kind unless you have it. And I don't see where Trump is acting against any of this. I haven't seen any FEMA camps closed. I haven't seen any modification of the NDAA 17, 2017. I haven't seen any changes really in Homeland Security, which are all hugely dangerous to the American people, the way they're written, which tends to confirm, like we were talking about, Obama coming back into power. Have you heard any more visions or anything like that of people who are thinking that Obama's coming back?
Not over the last week. There's just been too much internet chatter on all the other stuff that's been going on. Of course, there is reports that the Clintons and Obama were preparing some new videos to hit the air really soon. It appears that he's going to be on the move very quickly. And there has been some chatter that possibly if they can't take Trump down from the top with the embedded ones, then they may try to, you know, push from the bottom, which would be the streets, you know, violence in the streets. So I don't know. We're possibly in Jeremiah at this time.
Wow. Well, I think they will take to the streets. I think they're going to have to. Probably in the spring when it gets a little warmer up here, certainly in the North Country. Just yesterday, last night, the temperature dropped down to almost zero, which is way below normal for February, 15th, 16th, something like that.
Yeah.
it's up and down and everything else. So you just never know what's cooking. Getting off that for a little bit, and kind of, I guess you could call this paranormal. Cave paintings showing aliens are investigated now by NASA. And a number of prehistoric drawings has sparked a local government to seek the help of NASA after the images appeared to depict extraterrestrial life. That interesting. It's all starting to come out into the public. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that it is, Stuart. You know, it's just like the paintings in some deep caves in France that they found. The people were wearing clothes, like dresses and suits and shoes. And can you imagine that on Neanderthals? I mean, somebody needs to rewrite history.
Yeah. I'm beginning to wonder if the world isn't descending into the sub-Neanderthal status of things. It seems like we're just going crazy. And here's another headline that's kind of interesting with the number. Lab-made mosquitoes released in Miami. I don't know if you saw this one or not. They're releasing, guess how many? 666,000, I believe it is.
Wow.
That's the number they printed. Okay, here's another one. We're getting back into the Middle East. The open war with Iran has now begun. The shadow war between Israel and Iran has been going on for years, bringing us closer and closer to today's events and what is to come. What do you think? I think that's absolutely probably the truth. Like you were saying, we've already started World War III.
Yeah, most of the Middle East is reporting that the shadow war is over and that the lines are drawn now, the real physical lines between Israel and Iran, and the war has begun. Matter of fact, very interesting breaking news, Israel news, the other day had a headline after the, fight between the Syrians and the Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
It said, did the war of Gog and Magog begin in northern Israel last week? So we've got to really keep an eye on this thing because this is very volatile.
I wonder if they're just not sitting down. Now, here's a headline. The Illuminati is real and secretly running our world, claims former defense minister. A former defense minister has sensationally claimed the legendary Illuminati is real and secretly running world affairs from behind the scenes. Let's just call it deep state. Paul Hellyer, a former Canadian Minister of Defense, is believed to be the highest-ranking former politician to come out as a believer of the populist conspiracy theory. I'd remind everyone that the term conspiracy theory was actually coined by the CIA to deflect and convince people that people who were really revealing the entire truth were actually just nutcases, and hence the term conspiracy theory was coined to go against them. As one of the world's biggest conspiracy theories, the Illuminati is said to be a secretive global elite which runs governments from behind the scenes and is planning to introduce a new world order. Do you recall George Bush talking about a new world order? George H.W.?
Yeah, Daddy Bush. I very well remember him saying that, very clearly. I heard that with both ears, actually. And I had something I was going to read kind of interesting, too, out of Tom Horn's book. It kind of dovetails into what we're talking about. Listen to this. This is on page 99 of Tom Horn's book called The Saboteurs, The Shadow Government. And listen to this now. It says, and what if I told you the rabbit hole of evidence support this global conspiracy does not stop there and actually ties the resignation of Pope Benedict the election of Pope Francis, George Soros, Obama, Hillary, John Podesta, the possible arrival of the false prophet, Antichrist, final pope, discussions of a Messiah in the year 2012 and 2016 to the saboteurs now at work to overthrow the Trump administration's agenda. Are you aware that a group of respected Catholic leaders recently sent a letter to President Trump asking him to launch an investigation into activities connected to the people mentioned above? It appears that Team Obama was involved in a different coup similar to the one currently focused on Trump, but this time against the Vatican, and which the authors of the letter believe forced the aging Pope Benedict to step down for sinister reasons. Now, let me read this just a little more here. It says, in a top-notch piece of investigative journalism, William F. Jasper at the New American asked, did billionaire speculator George Soros, President Barack Obama, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Vice President Joe Biden, and Obama-Clinton advisor John Podesta conspire to overthrow the conservative Pope Benedict and replace him with a radical Pope Francis? Did they use America's intelligence agencies and our nation's diplomatic machinery, political muscle, and financial power to coerce and blackmail regime change in the Roman Catholic Church? Far from being some wild conspiracy theory, there is sound prima facie evidence to indicate that this is a serious effort to expose a political scandal of the highest order involving flagrant criminal abuse of power at the top levels of the United States government. What do you think, Stuart?
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's true. I had read somewhere some time ago about the possible attack upon, and it might have even been Tom Horn's organization that was talking about it, that they wanted to get Francis in, but now I've heard rumors that Francis is going to go, and there's one more to come, but I don't know if that's true or not. I do know that Masonry is huge in the Vatican. The Jesuits, they're just, it's Masonic. And now I see Rick Romney is running for senator. So isn't that kind of interesting? Because he's Mormon. And Mormonism is Freemasonry in its Christian garb.
Yeah, and what's interesting.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say you're exactly right. And what's so interesting, too, Stuart, and I'd like your comment here, there's been a new report on Deo News and an article by Carolyn Glick. And matter of fact, she says, and if you'll remember, Israel's deep state targets Netanyahu with a bogus charges of, and said the bogus charges of bribery and scandal says are remarkably similar with the special counsel same type charges against Donald Trump. So we have a what appears to be a worldwide group of individuals in high places that are using the very same semi-coup counter-coup activities to bring down not only apparently now we find out Pope Benedict to install Pope Francis, but also trying to bring down Donald Trump even before his election, and now they're using the same type of MO attack against Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel.
Yeah. Well, Satan runs planet Earth, whether people want to believe that there is such a thing or not. If they don't believe Satan exists, it's because he hasn't bothered them. And the reason he hasn't bothered them is because they're no threat to him. if you know as well as I do, when you start dealing in Christianity in a serious manner and start revealing stuff, that's when you run right into Satan himself. And he has many, many tricks and methods to derail just about anyone he wants to derail or attempt to, and unless the Lord's hand is on you, even with it, you're still going to suffer, as you have, as I have, and as others have. Satan really does, is real, and he really does run this thing, and it all dovetails back into the UFOs, fallen angels, and the setup of Roswell from 1947 on forward. Very, very interesting how all that ties immediately back to Israel. And they all know that when Israel comes up for its final breath in the tribulation and time of Jacob's trouble, that humanity is about to come to an end. And I think that's one of the unconscious reasons that people hate Israel with a passion. What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly right. And I got one for you here, and I'd like your comment on this one. So we might bring in the show with a little bit of a lighter note. There's recently, I saw it on Yahoo today, and I copied it down. There was a sign, and it said, "Satan called. He wants his weather back."
Yeah, I love that. Well, I don't know. I don't, you know, this is a war between Christ and Satan. And it's a war over human souls and human spirits. And it's a real war. And it's unfortunate that the church has apostatized to the point where most people probably don't even believe Satan's real. I guess my only comment would be, why are they worshiping Jesus Christ if Satan isn't real? Because if Satan isn't real, then Jesus was a lunatic because he said he was and dealt with him. So, I don't know. I just, you know, you're watching this country slide into oblivion. And it's very hard to watch because the people are more and more, it seems like, turning into total denial. They just don't want to see it. So they're ignoring it. So, any last comments? We got a couple minutes, I guess. Let me look.
Well, I'll tell you what, sir. Yeah, I would have to tell people to, just like, you know, Florida, the Florida incident, nobody had a clue. In other words, when, you know, fathers or mothers or the children that went to school, when they all hugged, if they hugged, and headed out to school that day and the other ones went to work, nobody had a clue they might not see them again. Nobody thought about something might happen. So what I'm saying is, even this assistant police chief you remarked about earlier saying they're looking into these areas all over the country, even little places in the deep south. Stuart, I believe that we're on the verge of having lots of very unpleasant things happen, and the people that have an ear to hear had better get their houses in order and talk to your children and talk to, you know, the elderly and those around you that you love and warn them what's coming and tell them to be very aware and very alert of the circumstances. We're into unprecedented times, Stuart.
Yeah, we are. And I'd like to get together with you and work out something especially for safety for women. I see stuff going on here, even in the rural districts, where women are out all by themselves running along the road, and they are such an easy target to vanish around the satanic holidays. But you know, you're right. You can warn people and warn people, and they don't listen. They get it in their head, this is what they want to do, and so they go do it. And I can remember the story of a sheriff, deputy, lady who had gone out. She always went out walking. And one day she went out walking in an area where no problems ever existed. She vanished. They've never found her. Never found the body, never found her. So I wouldn't doubt if she's still alive or was simply sacrificed. But anyway, we should get together on that because you being a police officer, know all about those kind of things and things that tip people off, which dovetails into what you just said about, you know, be observant and know what's going on all around you at all times. Anyway, I guess we're coming to a close. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening. And next time we come up, I want to get into some paranormal stuff that is really, really spooky. And this kind of stuff is going on more and more. Any last word, Larry?
Oh, just kind of watch going on into this weekend, and don't let the smoke blind your eyes. You know, be aware, be alert.
Yeah, there's a lot of smoke out there covering up maybe the fire. Anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, and thank you, Larry, for coming on. And we'll see you next week. And if something happens before then, we'll definitely do an emergency update. Anyway, good night, everyone.